April 21, Destiny for Eternity. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. John 6:63-69. To those who obey, the word of God is the tree of life. It is the word of salvation received unto eternal life. Those who follow its teachings eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of God. On the effect which this word produces on us depends our destiny for eternity. It possesses the elements necessary for the formation of a perfect character. The Christian is appointed to connect with God in such close relationship that his life is bound up with the life of Christ in the eternal life of God. In his wonderful prayer, Christ said, Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. John 17:20. This takes in all who believe the gospel, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Verse 21. Our unity and love for one another are the credentials by which we testify to the world that God sent his Son to save sinners. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Verses 22 and 23. Every time I read this statement, it seems almost too good to be true, but I receive it and believe it, and I thank God for his full and abundant promises given on condition that we meet the standard of the righteousness of Christ. The word of life is that by which the Christian is to live. From this word we are to receive a continually increasing knowledge of truth. From it we are to gain light, purity, goodness, and a faith which works by love and purifies the soul. It is given us that we may be redeemed and presented faultless before the throne of divine glory. Wondrous victory gained by Christ in man's behalf. Letter 60, April 21, 1900, to a young man seeking Ellen White's counsel.